Blog Talk Radio.
My check. All right. Is my co-host in? Is she there?
Yes.
How you doing, sis? Assalamu
alaikum. Welcome to long.
All right. He's about to get it in. Welcome to the Light and More Radio Show. This is our first show, so y'all got to bear with the family. But never really get started.
Jesus was getting ready to go into Jerusalem. There was an ass and a colt tied together. And Jesus told his disciples, loose them. And if anybody asks you, what are you doing? Tell them the master has come and has need of thee. An unlearned people tied to America, but ain't nobody using you because you've lost no use. And there's a colt tied with her. The colt is the offspring of a horse, which is the most intelligent of the beasts of the field. This means young black college students, intellectual, they're tied to a system waiting for somebody to make use of them. So now, who's with Farrakhan? Connie Chung had it on TV the other day. She showed Farrakhan. She showed Khaled. She showed a young college student, Malik Zulu Shabazz. But what are they saying? Hey, the poison is in this old one. The poison is in this next to the old one. That's Khaled. And the poison is now down in the college students. And if we go into grammar school, the rappers have taken Farrakhan's message and put it in the babies. So in order to destroy Farrakhan, we got to destroy all these people. They ain't exposing us on television because they love us. They're trying to show how deep the word has penetrated into the hearts of our people. So they've decided, I gotta die. The first stage is the propaganda. The second stage is to bring me before the courts. But all of this is part of the crucifixion process. Even if they know I'm innocent, and they know I'm innocent, they want to put their hands on me to bring me to jail. I mean, and don't worry about it. If it happens, don't get excited. I mean, to talk like this to you might upset you because you think Farrakhan shouldn't suffer these kind of things. Don't be silly. The more I suffer, the more our people are raised in consciousness. Just by their beating on me and my being able to take it, black people are beginning to say, what are they beating on that man for? What are they, I mean, and people are getting angry now.
Right?
Well, what's raising you? It is the cross. It is my suffering that is undeserved. I did nothing to deserve this, but it is out of my love for him and for you that I'm suffering. And I'm ready to go all the way. Because I know that by my stripes, every one of you will be healed. You don't have to look anywhere for your Jesus. I represent him. He made me a replica of his own suffering.
So from there, we're going to go ahead and get started. And I hope y'all heard that loud and clear. But before we get started, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan spoke to us this past Sunday, and the minister went in. Simply put, the minister went in. He went in, and he really spoke clear words, and it's from that powerful, monumental lecture that me and my sister just decided, look, man, we gonna have to just talk about defending Farrakhan tonight, debunking Satan's bastard children. But sis, what stood out to you?
Right.
What stood out to you with the minister's past lecture?
Well, you know, the whole lecture stood out to me, of course, but one of the first things that comes to my mind is when he said, and I quote, Allah says in the Quran, speak straight words. And if you can't speak straight words, it's because you're crooked. Now, that stood out to me.
Mm-hmm.
As someone like me on social media and someone like you on social media, you know, I would like to say that we speak straight words all the time. And even in which we're speaking those straight words, there's always somebody or people that want to come and try to silence that. Oh, you need to calm down. You need to chill out, blah, say blah, whatever. But, you know,
right.
When he said that to me, I'm like, okay, that's confirmation for me to keep doing what I'm doing because I don't want to be crooked. Mm. Now, I don't know about everybody
right.
else out there, but Desiree is not about to be no crooked person. So I'm going to speak straight words. And I think we all should be striving to speak straight words, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that stuck out to me, particularly in the message on Sunday. How about you, bro?
Well, I would say the entire lecture from the beginning, from the presenters all the way to the minister, it was a defending Farrakhan atmosphere. And I
right?
love that atmosphere. I love that atmosphere. And it's needed in this hour, man. It's needed in this hour because for so long, you know, the minister has been evil spoken of. And
right.
for so long, it appears as if we have been complacent with our stance in that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I've had people ask me straight out, when are y'all going to defend the minister? Or what do y'all got to say about this? What do y'all got to say about that? And
right.
when it comes to defending Farrakhan, man, like, it's deeper than just we defended a leader of an organization or a black
right.
leader for that matter. You
right.
see what I'm saying? Like, when you defend Farrakhan, you are literally defending the Jesus of the New Testament.
Yes. Right.
See what I'm saying? And a lot of us get it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
So when you defend
yes,
the Jesus of the New Testament, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it means, like, yo, the Bible says in the book of Galatians, it says that in Jesus Christ there's neither Jew nor Gentile, male nor female, all are one in Christ. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So when we say the minister is not anti-Semitic, when we say that he's not anti-gay, he's not misogynistic, when we say that he's not anti, what's the word, homophobic, when we say that he's not none of these things, it's because of the fact that he is
right.
rooted in the Christ himself, made manifest. When you see the Son, you see the Father. You see? And it's because
right.
of the minister's unconditional pure love that they want to put hands on, like what he said.
Right.
You see?
Exactly.
And that puts us in a tricky situation.
It does.
Because a lot of us.
It definitely does.
Because, yeah, man, a lot of us become a part of a conspiracy and not even know it, but I'm going to touch on that a little later. You have anything you want to ask this?
Well, you know, I really think a lot of people think this is a joke.
Fact.
Like, they feel like this second examination is just talk, like it's not real.
Right.
Like it's not something that we're going to have to go through. That's how I feel about
mm-hmm.
it. Because for me, it's very serious. You know, it's not something that I play with. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, to be honest, I really get a little frustrated when people say, oh, you can just ignore that. Don't worry about that. Don't give that your energy. What you mean, don't give that your energy?
Right.
Like, when people are coming at the Nation of Islam, and when people are attacking the man that we claim saved our lives, the man that we claim we'll give our lives for, you want to say, oh, you should ignore that? Man, please. That's some weak stuff to me. And I'm not here for
mm-hmm.
it.
And mm-hmm.
just to go back to the lecture on Sunday, another part that stuck out to me, of course, was when he was addressing the whole anti-termite thing.
When he was saying
that whole situation had some of us on our side confused, messed up, that really blew me. Because you remember, I was like, wait, what, huh? Because, you know,
yeah.
I didn't see any of that going on. So for him to say that, I was really taken aback. Like, like, what's going on with that? And, you know, like he said he didn't say anything about Jewish people. He said he's not anti-Semite, he's anti-Semite. And then he was like, and even if I did say it, you should have been like, you're damn right. And I'm like, you're right.
Everybody's
like, you're damn right. We should be backing up the minister. Everything he says, we should be backing it up. But you know what? It goes into a whole nother discussion about people. Oh, I got a mind of my own. I'm a free thinker. Man, ain't no thought in your mind. Like, nothing that you think comes from yourself. It comes from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to go on that. That's a completely different topic. But just to say,
yeah.
it's very important. Defending Farrakhan is very important. And I think it's something that we all need to really up the ante on. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people, you have people out here really trying, really striving to do it. And then you have those people out that tries to condemn those that's trying. And when you go back and look at those who are doing the condemning, they're not saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's true. That's true.
That's what I would say on that. But anything you want to add?
But, yeah, you're right, because, you know, like I said, he who sees the son sees the father. So you can't – when you defend Farrakhan, you're defending Elijah. And when you're defending Elijah, you're defending Allah himself. And a lot of us get it twisted. We're not trying to single the minister out because all of them are one. They all have the same mind, and they all go to the same line of divine. So
right.
The minister has been in an attack by a lot of people, both white and black.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, like, yo, you got to be in this day and age, in the year 2018, a sick individual,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're black, to
right.
attack the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan relentlessly. But that's why I say, well, are you a part of a conspiracy and don't even know
right.
it, or do you know what you're doing? You see, because there's
exactly.
so much we can keep blaming on ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we say we're defending Farrakhan, debunking Satan's bastard children, illegitimate children. You see,
right?
They're not really the spawn of the devil. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They want to be like the white man. But they come with cheap insults, no different than how the ADL come with cheap insults. They come with pseudoscience, passing it off as real teaching, but it really ain't. But nothing they say holds weight. You see what I'm saying?
Nothing.
Nothing they say holds weight.
Right.
So they come off with insults. They come off regurgitating the same lies that their slave masters spew, but are they doing it for a check or are they doing it because they legitimately have a gripe? Either or, in this hour, you would be out of your mind. You have to be out of your mind to do this work based upon your enemy's behalf. It just doesn't make any kind of sense.
It does.
So you got people like who we got here. It's a long list, man. It's a long, long list.
Of course.
Pastor Geno Jennings. Sarah Sutensetti, a.k.a. Elliot. What's my man's name? Young Pharaoh Marshall Daniels. That's his real name. Cesaria from ISUBK. Bro, I could go on. There's a whole list of people. But it's like none of them, though, say anything when it comes to the so-called Jewish powers that not only control the black community, but control America, control the entire world, international bankers. They don't expose, quote-unquote, none of them. But every day there's a video against the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. So I'm like, okay, y'all are the seed of your father.
Right.
The devil. What did the Jews say to Jesus? Oh, Abraham is our father. That's what they said. But Jesus told them, if Abraham was your father, you would do the works of Abraham. You are of your father, the devil. Jesus wasn't talking to Satan when he said that. He was talking to, he said, you are of your father, the devil. He was talking to Satan's children when he said that. But if we was to put that in a modern tense, who are Satan's children today? Who are the seed of Satan today? It's the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, who are all white, mind you. We could even add in the Ku Klux Klan. We could add in the neo-Nazis. We could add them in there. But now they have black seeds of the devil.
Right.
That's where all the Negroes come from, but from the so-called conscious community. And not only from the so-called conscious community, but there are even some who claim to be with the minister who are doing the work of the devil. Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that.
We are. Definitely. Definitely.
Because, you know, you look in the Bible, when Judas approached Jesus with the soldiers to arrest him, Jesus said, are you here for me, friend? It says it in the book of Luke. So Jesus was calling Judas a friend.
Yeah.
So why would Jesus do that? Jesus knew he was there to betray him. He wasn't being sarcastic, I think.
Yeah.
So that goes to show you that you can be a quote-unquote friend of the master or all up under the master, walk with the master, eat with the master, talk with the master, say assalamu alaikum, hold pose, do the whole Megillah, but still be a pawn and spawn of Satan. Because if you read prior before that, Judas was sitting at the table, and it's in the book says that Satan crept into Judas. And that's what Jesus told Judas, do quickly what you have to do, and Judas left to go report to the Pharisees. See, man, we gonna have to learn today. That's not talking about the Jesus of 2,000 years ago.
Right.
Anything you want to add on to that, sis?
Well, I guess to kind of go back and address when you were saying that, you know, the devils, it's not just white, it's black devils too. And I feel like sometimes we have a hard time accepting that. Because I guess we've been conditioned to think that only the devil is white. And of course,
right,
there are black devils as well. Like you were saying, those names that you put on the flyer, you know, SETI, I call them Sarah SETI, Young Pharaoh, all of them. Those are black devils to me. And,
facts.
You know, every black person isn't made or isn't going to be saved. Because, you know, just recently.
Exactly.
When they have been attacking the minister and attacking the nation, you know, of course, naturally, you're going to want to defend against that. And then you got others, you know, they're going to come around eventually, you know. And I don't think that's the case for everybody. I don't think that every person is going to come around, because this is really, it's really not made for everybody. Everybody is not going to be saved. Every black person is not going to be saved. So definitely, you know, it's just really, really a lot.
It is a lot.
It is. It's just really a lot, and I don't even know where I want to start, really. It's so much.
Yeah, it's a lot, and you know, people are very frolicky when it comes to this. Like, I mean, I ran across so many people who used to be with us but no longer with us. You know what I'm saying? And they got all the excuses in the world, but now is the hour. Man, look, they trying to bring the minister up on false charges. Brother Ishmael made a point, great point, this past Sunday. What they did to the minister's words in Iran was so wicked, how they took his words and turned it around. We know what the minister was saying, but the devil don't give a damn. He don't care. He don't care. That's his nature. But what is our excuse? If you black, man, like, come on, man. Do we have to run down the timeline of what the minister has done for black people in America? How many people he saved?
Hell,
man,
no.
Look, man. If it wasn't for me, if it wasn't for the minister, man, I'd be our worst enemy, man. I'm just keeping it real. If it wasn't for the minister, I'd be out there acting a fool. And, you know, like, the minister has saved so many people with the teachings of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And then Honorable Elijah Muhammad before him.
Right.
Even when there weren't black people standing up and being as militant and clean before the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was amongst us. We've had our brothers Noble Drew Ali and Marcus Garvey, but at the same time, they did not clean up black people. They did not. They gave us new information, a new way of looking at things, but they did not clean us up. And they did not identify the enemy for who he really is, the devil. It wasn't before the messenger that we knew who we were dealing with. But then you fast forward to today, it's the same thing. The minister's the only one who's called out. The ADL, so-called Jews, Synagogue of Satan. They called him out by name this past Sunday.
By name.
By name, man.
By name. Yeah.
Call them out by name.
Definitely.
Y'all make it subliminal posts, but he called them out by name.
Right.
We scared to go to Facebook jail. But he don't care about going to jail, prison.
Right. He offering his life.
Because
if you can prove him wrong, he offering his life.
Oh, come on, come on.
And we scared about, I can't post it on Facebook because my job. On my job.
The way my job is set up, the way my bank account is set up.
Well, I can't post.
I got my check is in my savings.
I got some coworkers on my page.
No. Man. But see, to me, that's a part of the falling away.
Right.
When Jesus went to the cross, It was only the two Marys and John. Everybody else fell away.
Mm-hmm.
Two women.
Everybody else fell away.
Peter punked out. Judas
like
betrayed
Peter.
Him. Everybody else just ran off.
Right.
You see?
Peter.
But again, the Honorable
Peter
Elijah Muhammad gave us a true history of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So since he gave us a true history of Jesus, we know what happened. We know how the historical Jesus died. And it wasn't via crucifixion.
Right.
So this New Testament
mm-hmm.
Jesus is talking about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because the minister said it plenty of times. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't have a back and forth with the Jews like that.
Right.
So it has to be talking about the minister.
Makes sense.
So, I mean, I want somebody to dispute it. I mean,
right.
How can it not?
I mean, yeah.
Because remember what the minister told us about the four Jesus, and he also said there's a fifth Jesus.
He did.
See, man, I suggest we go back and listen to the more 90s lectures of the minister, too.
Right.
But you have all these people coming out today, spawns of Satan, Satan's bastard children. Illegitimate, meaning what? They want a seat at the table of the master, but they can't afford to even run the master's bath water, but they want a seat. See what I'm saying? They want to sit next to the devil. They want to sit next to Satan, but they cannot afford to get into the room, but they want to be in there so bad. So they're willing to betray the only man who has been standing for the liberation and salvation of our people.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense, man.
And I'm not here for it, beloved. I'm really not. And I really don't understand why anyone would want or would allow or let anything slide when it comes to the minister. I just don't get it. I never will. That's why this is called Defending Farrakhan, because it's very important.
Fact.
It's very important.
Fact. Right. So we got about an hour left. No, never mind, 30 minutes. Man, time go by quick. We got so many callers in the building. So I'm going to start answering some of these calls. And if y'all want to build, add on to the discussion, then you can. Please don't cut a lecture. All right. I'm just keeping it real with you. Like, not trying to be disrespectful, but we got to respect the time. And a lot of times we come up here, we be trying to teach, man. Like, just add, make a quick point. Or if you got a question, ask a question. And then, you know, we can answer your question if it's pleasing to Allah. Or if you come in with drama, you got the right place, because we're going to light them up. You know what I'm saying? If you come in with drama, you got the right place, because we're going to light them up. So we're going to click on area code 248. You are live on the air. If you got a question or comment, please ask. 248, you're live. Going once. Going twice. Okay, fine, no problem. I guess you just want to listen. All right, we're going to mute you. All right, we're going to area code 919. You are officially live. Please state your name, where you're calling from, question or concern. Area code 919, you're live. I guess y'all just want to listen to me. Okay. Going once, going twice.
I know you're doing it right. I know this is our first time doing the show, so I don't really know how it works, but
Nah, you good. But I'm just clicking on. I mean, you got callers in the building, man. I mean, people are listening.
Nobody,
I just don't know who they're
wants to build. I mean, this is definitely something that if I were you, I would want to build on it. like the minister said on Sunday, you know, especially with the time that we're in, it's going to get worse.
Fact.
From here on out.
Right.
Just like he was saying. Everything, you can't expect to go to war if things are odd within the family, you know. So we need to be closer and be comfortable with building because that's all we got. We all we got. So
exactly.
Don't be bashful or afraid to speak up.
Yeah, man.
Speak
up. Because, I mean, look, we – go ahead, sis.
Let me tell you,
we got area code 312. Uh-oh, 213-312. That's Chicago. I think that's Chicago. All right, 312, I'm going to unmute you. You are alive.
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sister Summer.
Sister Summer. Salam alaikum, sister. How you doing?
I'm doing good by the grace of Allah. I got my baby, so I'm praying that, you know, he stay quiet. But I did want to touch on the 2 points.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
The first thing I wanted to say was I appreciate you guys and what y'all are doing and how y'all, you know, defend the minister. That's a beautiful thing. But I did want to say, you know, for those of us who are listening and – you want to defend the minister, but you don't know how. There's people who, like Brother Evan and Sister Desiree, who are good at it, that you shouldn't feel ashamed to, if it's social media, tag them in it or, you know, whatever you need to do in order to get that defense across. Because I know it's a lot of people who are not comfortable with defending the minister because maybe they're not, you know, deep in their studies or maybe they're just not that type of person that's comfortable with doing it. So I just wanted to say that. And I wanted to say something else, but I forgot. I got baby brain, y'all. So.
Yeah, you good, sis.
Well, thank you for making that point.
But I did want to make that point. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. And don't be ashamed for how you defend the minister. Like, everybody is not like one another. I know me.
Right.
In the public, it might seem like I don't defend the minister, but I know what I do. You know what I mean? To myself, or I know what I do, and I'm not very boastful about it. So I just think that I don't want people to, you know, I don't want people to feel ashamed at how they defend him. As long as you're defending him, and as long as you're not making him look bad, then continue to do what it is that you're doing, but do it.
Right.
And that's another. One more thing, then I'm done, y'all. Because you didn't say
Go ahead.
We definitely have to be careful in the way that we defend the minister because I believe he said it out of his own mouth that some of us do more harm when we are trying to defend him. So that just goes back to what I was saying at first. If you don't know how, if you're not well in your studies, or if you don't, you're just not comfortable. Then please make sure you watch yourself because the time we live in now is very vital that we are giving facts and not false information first and foremost.
Exactly.
And that we aren't being, you know, that we aren't being like negative representative to our nation.
Right.
So just please be careful on how you are defending him. Though it is very important, it's also very important how we do it and how we go about it. Because like he said, some of us do more harm than good. And that's it.
Absolutely correct. Now, well, thank you so much, Sister Summer, for sharing. And I want to add on to what your last point there. Causing more harm than good. That is so true. And I've actually come across a few things that are uneasy with me because we're not supposed to we're supposed to be teachers, you know?
Facts.
So I've come across a few different things where someone may really have a genuine concern or really not know something in regards to the Nation of Islam and the minister. And instead of teaching, we'll immediately start, you know, attacking the person and
going crazy.
Instead of just giving facts, I'm like, okay.
Right.
So if, you know, if you are secure in what you say you believe in, you don't have to do all that. You shouldn't have to do
all
that.
That's
true. Because we deal in actual facts. That's it. Like for me, for example, I don't like to do the whole name calling thing. Even if they like to name call me, I just drop the facts. That's all you gotta do.
Right.
Is drop your piece and keep it moving. Let them go ahead.
I feel like if you know you're that type of person, like if you're a reactive person, like I know I'm a reactive person. I know if somebody called the minister out his name, I'm probably not mature enough in my Islam to where I can hold back. So
right.
I know that's my time to bow out. You know, we have to be very, very aware of the type of people we are. Because if we are out here attacking people who is not knowledgeable and they're just ignorant and they're saying stuff based off of what they heard or based off of what they've been brainwashed to believe by the enemy, and then we attack them, then how are we any better?
Exactly.
I know we have to be very aware of the type of people that we are.
You know what, y'all? Absolutely correct.
Absolutely.
Because the minister has told us time and time again, and he has given us, man, oh, man, if you just study, number one, if you're just doing your simple studies, you'll find avenues and ways. Allah will show you avenues and ways that you could come across and you can use arguments to the end, and you can argue in the best of manner. But let's just be clear. The best of manner does not mean weak by all means. It don't mean that. It just means that arguing with
right.
the truth and you're not coming off
right.
as bashful. Because remember, these people don't belong to you. They don't belong to me. They don't belong to the minister. They belong to Allah. So,
right.
And that's
our mission, the number one mission, is to deliver our people to the Lamb of God. That's the number one mission. You can't do that if you call on them
right.
out in their name because they ask a question that you don't even know the answer to because you don't study. So I agree with
Absolutely.
You, sisters, 100%. I agree.
Yeah, we're not out
there
to.
There's a way to defend the minister. Go ahead.
And we're not out here to harm the people of Allah. That's a grievous chastisement, and that's not what we're here for. You know?
And I'm going to just be clear for one more time for the record. If you're inactive and you're trying to call yourself defending the minister, you're harming the minister. I'm just saying that for the record. Bring your behind to the mosque and get the proper guidance and go under the proper protocol, and then you can defend the minister on social media or wherever it may be. But don't go out there saying you represent the Nation of Islam and you ain't come to a meeting since Obama was on the final call. Don't do that.
Let me add on to that, Brother Evan.
I'm gonna cut out. So I ain't wanna. I'm sorry to
interrupt
this, but I'm going.
No, you're good, sis. I appreciate you calling. I'm gonna just mute your phone, so you good.
Praise be to Allah.
Salam
alaikum. Alaikum salam. Go ahead, Des. What were you gonna say?
To add on to the inactive group of people. You know, I've seen where some inactive people, you know, I guess, well, let me just say this. I've seen where some inactive people have really caused so much trouble, and
yes.
the believers are always having to go behind them to clean stuff up. I've done
right.
that so many times. And that's why I want to say, like, yo, wait a minute now. You know, you haven't been to the mosque in my whole life, 26 years or whatever. And that's a problem because, you know, we're not supposed to be in the mosque, right? We're supposed to be out in the streets getting the people, bringing them to the mosque, but we're supposed to report to the mosque for further instructions.
Yes,
you know what
ma'am.
I'm saying? So if you're not coming to your meetings to stay current and to stay informed, then you're going to be out there, looking what? Misinformed and silly. So I've definitely seen that happen. People who haven't been out since 1988 trying to defend the minister and really just causing more harm than anything. So, you know.
Yeah, I know. And telling ghost stories. Talking about some. Oh, I was there when the minister. Look, man. You ain't there now. That used to be Don't Make Honey, my G. So what you used to do, we appreciate your work. But at the same time, you need to get up to date. If the minister ain't stopping, you shouldn't be stopping. Yeah, but I got to get myself together. You can't get yourself together out there in the world messing around with Satan's bastard children. You can't do that. That dog ain't going hunt.
It's pretty clear. I mean, it's very easy to see the disconnect. Like, for me anyway, I can tell. Like, it doesn't take much for me at all to tell if you're inactive or active or not. Very easy for me to tell. Very, very, very easy.
Right.
But you know what? I'm not going to say that someone inactive can't defend. Because, hey, if you love the minister, you want to defend him, okay. But don't say that you represent the Nation of Islam defending him when you know you haven't been a part or you haven't been around the nation in years. You know, you can represent
yourself as an
individual. No, I'm just saying, you know, you can represent yourself as an individual because it's people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, a lot of people love the minister. It's people who aren't even registered in the Nation of Islam that defend the minister, you know. So if your heart and your mind is clear and you're genuine, then go for it. Just represents you, though. Represents yourself.
Right. Anybody can defend the minister. I mean, if you go on YouTube today with a Star Crescent jumpsuit on and you got two Uzi 9mm in each one of your hands, talk about some, yo, nigga, I'm about to butt anybody who mess with Falca. Like, see, now you causing a disruption. That's putting more harm out there than good. So, because the enemy, only thing he got to do is take your crazy video and just loop it and say that, oh, yeah. You're like, no. So don't put yourself out there like that and calling yourself representing or defending the nation or the minister. Like, don't do that because you're going to end up getting everybody shut down, man.
Right. And to add, that's actually happened before. It was one of those Jewish pages. I forget which one. But, of course, they try to take a sound bite and twist it like they always do, lying to the minister. And it was, of course, the believers was going in. When you went through the comment section, that's all you saw was believers just defending. It was beautiful. I love seeing that. But there was a brother that had sent that page.
Bro, went crazy. I know you're talking about.
He went insane, and they put his butt on blast. They took it and screenshotted it and blasted it. And he was going buku. So, you got to be careful with stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, they'll use stuff
weak,
like that,
man,
and try to pin it on us. Right.
Right, saying, oh, this is the nation what y'all teach. We don't teach what he said. See? And
I'm
then
like,
when
bro,
we do
like,
that, now all of a sudden, and when we do that, all of a sudden, Negroes who don't know our protocol, who don't understand military structure, who don't understand the fundamentals of being in the Nation of Islam, they come out with Adam and their little irrelevant 2 cents, talk about some, yeah, you see how the Nation of Islam did brother so-and-so or this minister so-and-so. Yeah, see, that's the reason why. See, that's how they did Malcolm. That's how they did Kyle. See, that's the problem. We need to stop that. If you're going to defend the right way. We have a social media guidebook, but there are people on social media who claiming to be with the minister who's saying we don't need a social media guidebook. So who are you really with, man?
Exactly.
So,
and that's why I want to go back to what Sister Summer was saying. You know, if you're not comfortable, or, you know, you feel like you don't really know which way to go about it, I'm available. Tag me. Tag Brother Evan.
Hit me up.
Or even if you're having issues with face to face, because we, hey, that's, hey, it's not just social media defense. It's everywhere.
Right.
Like, I've been out in public, and people will say things about the minister. So you got to be able to do that face-to-face defense as well. So if you need help, pointers, tips, anything, I am available. Brother Evan is available. If I don't know it, I can point you to the direction of someone who does. That's how we should work together.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been way too many times I've come across some poor defenses, and I feel like I have to jump in and save the day. And it gets annoying. It really does.
Right.
Like, oh, my God, hey. You're terrible. Let me go in here and try to help you because you're not doing very well. So, and that's another thing on a social media side. I'm going to say this. If you can't defend it, don't post it. Please
Thank
don't
you.
Post it. If you, know that you're touching a very deep, hardcore, intense subject, That's gonna lure people in your comment section, and you're not
right.
sufficient enough in your skill to defend it. Do not
mm-hmm.
touch it. That's another causing
Thank
more
you.
Harm than good. I've seen that happen way too many times, and it really needs to stop. Like, for real, it's just ridiculous.
You're 100% correct.
Reach
sis.
Out.
I've seen it happen before,
out,
man. Like
definitely.
If you don't know about the deportation of Moon, bro, then don't come up and say, yo, y'all do know that the Moon came from the Earth, right? And somebody say, how?
And then
well,
you can't defend
here's a video.
It. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's
See,
right there.
That's the problem.
It's ridiculous.
You know, and all of this ties into defending Farrakhan and debunking Satan's bastard children, because if you are listening to your enemies, if you are listening to your enemies and what they're saying, because I listen to all these Negroes and these devils out here. I listen to them all. But if you listen to what they're saying and you're unfamiliar with it, don't post that neither. Don't sit here and say, yeah, y'all
right.
heard what this dude said about the Nation of Islam and the minister. They said that that Yaqub created these white folks. They said that Yaqub was this, that, and the third. But you see, that's not really the case because of this, this, and this. But if this, this, and this is not in line with Message to the Black Man, if this, this, and this does not align with any kind of lecture, then don't post it. Or not that, if you don't even know
right.
the history of Yaqub, if you don't know the history of the grafting process, the history of the making it of the devil, then don't post it. It's just that simple. I don't care who
right.
says what.
Absolutely.
Because
right.
these Negroes
have
been talking
like,
crazy.
They have been. And really, there's a lecture, there's an article, there's a book for like anything that you need to defend, there's some
right.
material out there that you can use. So if that's if you know that you're someone that can't formulate the words yourself, post that video, post that article, the book, and make sure you cite it properly, because a lot of the time you don't even have to say nothing. All you got to do is share the words of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad or share the words of the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan, and that's it.
Yes, ma'am. We got 10 minutes left. Well, 9 technically.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go back to these phone lines, man. They're lighting up, man. Area code 419. 419 area code. I'm gonna unmute you. We'd like to know your name, where you're calling from, and you have a question. Or so, area code 419. You are officially unmuted. Speak your piece.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is Sister Shrillette from Toledo, Ohio. How are you doing today?
Fine.
How are you,
Shrillette? How are you?
I'm doing well by Allah's permission. Just real brief, I'm so proud of you two. I truly
Thank
am.
Thank you.
And you all were
Praise
on
you,
point, especially when you're talking about inactive believers, because when you serve on
yes,
the secretary
ma'am.
Post, you see a lot.
Right.
And
yes, ma'am.
Just thank you for bringing that up, because you're not a help if you can't even give something towards your nation.
Right.
Right.
But
yes,
you
want
to go out and try to be a defender. but your life doesn't even bear witness to it. So you're causing mischief. Woo! It may not be your desire, but that's what you're doing. And you're helping the enemy.
Right. You better
the enemy don't need no more help.
Right.
So quit helping him.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Clean up your life. And you can't clean it up inside dirty water. Just focus on yourself.
Oh, I know she did not go there. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah, I did. Like I said, you see a lot when you're serving in certain posts. And
Yes, ma'am.
So I thank you for unmuting me because I was trying to figure out a way how to do it. And I thought, well, it's just not meant to be, and that's okay because I'm hearing my beautiful baby brother and sister over here. And I'm so glad you all
are.
I truly, truly am.
Thank you, sis.
That's all that I wanted to say. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Yes, ma'am. Continue to listen in. I'm going to just mute your mic. Wake Salam.
Okay.
Man, that gave me the Holy Spirit.
Got Allah.
Say that again, sis.
We got anybody else? On the line?
Yeah. We got area code 917. You've been listening for a long time. I'm going to unmute you. All right. Speak your piece. Say what you got to say. You are officially unmuted. Area code 917.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Who am I speaking to?
This is Brother Jacques X.
How you doing, beloved?
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Jacques.
Assalamu alaikum, salam. How y'all doing today? I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure listening to you guys, hearing a lot of fiery teachings. And I just want to say keep up the good work.
Appreciate it, beloved.
Yes, appreciate it.
What you think of the minister's last address to us,
bro? Oh, man, he was the minister. You know, he was on point.
Right.
Hardcore. I mean, he's like a hardcore. He's like, he's our president, you know. And
yes, sir.
I just like, you know, he said so many great things, and just made me want to stand up on truth, you know.
Yes, sir.
He just, you know, that's our weapon. That's our gift to the world, you know. And I heard him mention that at the press conference, you know, when they was asking them, like, what does the Nation of Islam do for the people in Yemen? What does the Nation of Islam do for the black people in the United States? And he's like, yo, we speak the truth. You know, and I didn't know how powerful the truth was until hearing him say it that way, you know, because people always want to know, what does the Nation of Islam do? Because, you know, what does the Nation of Islam do? They always ask that. And, you know, when you're in a world full of lies, you know, the ones who speak the truth, you know, they're doing the hardest job, you know, telling the truth, blaming the devil. And so I just really appreciate all that he's doing and all that he has done. And, you know, it's our turn now. You know,
yes, sir.
Up for truth. And so.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's why I tuned in just to see, you know, what the future of our nation looks like, and, you know, the different avenues and ways that we're going to get out there and, you know, resurrect this 17 million plus.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So I just wanted to, you know,
yes, sir,
give you my sister Desiree, you know, props, and let you know that we out here and we listening, and you guys have our support.
Praise to Allah.
Allah.
So we
thank
ask for, beloved. All right, bro.
No
well,
doubt.
Just continue to listen. We only got like three more minutes.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Looking for him. Okay. So we only got three minutes. I want to say something that I want everybody to ponder on. I'm not going to elaborate on it or anything. I just want everybody to think about it. This is something that the minister said on Sunday. He said, Iran is the only nation on earth is trying to be a real theocracy. He went on to say, they are that in the east, and we are that in
right.
the west. That was powerful to me. Like,
throw
wow.
up a dub for the west side?
Like, that's us. We are that in the west. And that, I just want everybody to ponder and reflect on that statement.
And if I could add on.
Do you want to say in closing?
Yeah. Man, look, we are that in the West because we are the best. So we have,
yes.
This is just the first of many of shows to come. Just letting you know that right now.
Yeah.
Mashallah, our next topic will be dealing with Malcolm X. Yeah, we're going to be
yes.
lighting them up on that joint because enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Yeah. 53
and
years
every
later,
last one of these individuals who have spoken against the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the reason why I didn't go point for point with their ridiculous claims and arguments because at the end of the day, they're all lies anyway. So I just took the approach of not calling them out by name, going point for point, oh, yeah, this person said this person said that. No. Only thing I wanted to do was identify that these individuals who are on that flyer that I posted, they are the bastards of Satan's spawn. This is that simple, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no ifs,
right.
and buts about it. These individuals, to me, they're not even allies. They're my enemy along with the devil. You can take it how you want to take it. But, yeah, our next show, we're going to be dealing with Malcolm X. And this is just one of many shows to come, man. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
We appreciate y'all listening and
yes,
giving
do.
Us your ears. And with that being said, we out of here. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum.
Holy are you. Holy are you. There is no God but you. There is no God but you.
Need to talk to y'all for a minute.
Praise be the Lord.
It's serious for a minute.
There is no God.